relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, we fight our country's battles in the air, on land, and sea.
We love all our armed services. God bless them all. Welcome to our Veterans Day program here on America First on the Salem Radio Network with me, Sebastian Gorka. I have a special place in my heart for our devil dogs. I spent 2.5 years of my life in Quantico teaching the Marines. God bless every single one of them, even if they like to eat crayons as a snack. You know what I mean. We have so much to discuss today. Incredible guests. We're going to have Victor Davis Hanson, Hogan Gidley, Jennifer Horn, Boris Epstein. But before we get to our big guest to open our show, Kayleigh McEnany gives you an update of how things are going when it comes to our election just over a week ago. Play cut.
We keep hearing the drumbeat of where is the evidence? Right here, Sean. 234 pages of sworn affidavits. These are real people, real allegations, signed with notaries who are alleging the following, among other contentions. They are alleging this is one county, Wayne County, Michigan. They are saying that there was a batch of ballots where 60% had the same signature. They are saying that 35 ballots had no voter record, but they were counted anyway, that 50 ballots were run multiple times through a tabulation machine, that one woman said her son was deceased, but nevertheless somehow voted. These are one of many, many allegations in one county, in a county no less, where our poll watchers were in many cases threatened with racial harassment. They were pushed out of the way, and Democrat challengers were handing out documents how to distract GOP challengers. These are real, and anyone who cares about transparency and the integrity of the system should want this to pursue to the discovery phase.
That's somebody you want in the trench next to you, just like our Marines. The other person you want on your other side is, of course, America's favorite mayor. He is the president's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, the host of America First. Mayor Giuliani, welcome back.
Very nice to be back, Sebastian.
Rudy, we're told there's no evidence. Where's the evidence? Talk to us, please, about the mountains of evidence.
Sebastian, this is as big a con job, as big a lie, as there was no hard drive, that Biden didn't get 30 or 40 million from the Chinese. Oh, I mean, they've hidden so much from the American people. Why wouldn't they hide the substantial evidence of fraud that is now mounting to such an extent we're having a hard time handling it? I can summarize it with two cases now that have been filed, all with numerous affidavits. Affidavits are evidence.
Yes.
So when they say no evidence, it's about as big a lie as they can tell you. The evidence, for example, in Detroit, Michigan, comes from a Democrat insider who was disgusted by the out-and-out cheating they were doing. She kept a record of it, and she reported it to us right afterwards. And basically, they were doing everything known to man to create more Biden ballots and reduce Trump ballots. They were taking ballots that were not properly signed. They were taking ballots to people that are not properly registered, and they were registering them. They were helping people vote in the voting booths for Biden and Harris. And then when it came time to unseal and read the absentee and mail-in ballots, they uniformly excluded Republicans from any observation of that, which makes that count illegal under the law in their particular state, Michigan. It was also untrue and unlawful in Pennsylvania, where the same thing happened. In Pennsylvania, about 600,000 votes are unlawful. In Michigan, about 300,000 are unlawful. But Michigan has further acts of fraud that are, I'd say, in some ways worse. You also have this whole situation with Dominion software that flipped the votes. All the Trump votes went to Biden on the machine, and all the Biden votes went to Trump. They got caught. They reversed it. But now there's the question of, don't we have to audit all the places that have Dominion software and find out, did they do the same flip job?
Now, you're on the inside. You're fighting the fight for the president and for probity and transparency. As a layman, as a citizen on the outside, as a voter, I think one of the most common questions I and many others have is, number one, and it may be too early for you to answer this, given the mountains of evidence. Number one, are the discrepancies occurring in the requisite numbers in the specific districts such that they could, in fact, turn the vote tally in the president's favor, number one? So the mathematics of it. And then secondly, the ticking clock until the Electoral College. This is the kind of forensic work that can take months, if not years, in a regular case to do. Do you and your team have the time, Mayor Giuliani?
Well, you know, I'm laughing because I had a meeting at the White House about this yesterday where I'm probably not the most popular person. And I said, you know, I've always functioned this way, and I'm very good at high-pressure situations. Probably terrible at ones that aren't. God has given us only a certain amount of time to do this.
Yes.
Therefore, we're going to get it done in that amount of time. Whether we have to stay up 24 hours or figure out how to do 48 hours in a 24-hour day, we're going to get it done. We're not going to leave this unchallenged.
Look, I trust you. America trusts you, especially after what you did for New York after 9/11, really for the country. What about the mathematics? Are these things...
Mathematics are starting to get there. They're starting to get there. Now, the Pennsylvania challenge, even though it has to be developed in court, I know all the affidavits and 50 or so witnesses. I mean, there's no question there are minimum 600,000 unlawful votes in that count.
Wow.
So the state legislature, who set the rules that you could not enter any of these ballots without observation of both sides, I mean, it is a direct violation of their rule, and they describe it as an unlawful act. I can't imagine they will I think they will take 600 out of the Pennsylvania Philadelphia count, and that also includes Pittsburgh. That would give him the state of Pennsylvania, and that's 20 electoral votes. Have they finally given him North Carolina?
We've seen the Georgia recount declared just 2 hours ago. What is the latest on North Carolina, gentlemen? Do we know?
No, he's only ahead by more of a margin.
It's 0.2%, I think, currently. Yeah, it's very tight.
I believe he's going to win North Carolina. Now, if you give him that as well, if we can flip Michigan with Pennsylvania,
then it's done. Then the math is done.
Yeah, we're basically there. I mean,
in the last few minutes we have with you, in your experience as a prosecutor, as one of the chief officials in the Department of Justice federally, what is the most powerful type of evidence for a judge and for the general public? Is it the documentary evidence, or is it, for example, the whistleblowers we are seeing coming out one after another in the last couple of days? In your personal experience, which type of evidence can be a game changer?
Well, I think it's three, right? You've got to have the requisite numbers. or in other words, the whistleblowers are important, but if they're only talking about one or two votes, it's not going to do it. But if they're talking about in total 100,000, 200,000, 300,000, up to 600,000 votes, that can be a game changer. Number two, is their testimony credible? Number three, here's what makes it far worse. Is this an interconnected common practice that went on in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada, and Georgia? Right now, it appears to be. It appears to be among the many frauds they conducted. One fraud that they conducted was keep the Republicans away from the mail-in ballots.
Yes.
There's a reason for that. The mail-in ballots was always their secret weapon. That's how they were going to cheat us. No matter how far he was ahead, they were going to produce enough mail-in ballots to win the election.
He's the host of Common Sense with Rudy Giuliani, RudyGiulianiCS.com. Follow him on Twitter, Rudy Giuliani, America's mayor. In the last 30 seconds, I have to ask you to send a message to all those Americans. We have millions of listeners and viewers across the nation. What is your message, Mayor Giuliani, to those Americans who are worried that they'll get away with it?
We are going to do everything we can to make sure that they don't get away with it. We are in probably the last resort of reason, rationality, and honesty left in our government right now, and that's the courts. And the courts have never really let us down. So let's hope they have the courage to overcome being attacked if you're a Trump supporter.
It's a time for courage for all Americans. God bless you. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Next, Hogan Gidley of the Trump campaign here on America First on the Salem Radio Network.
In a democracy, you cannot ignore honest questions from citizens. You're not allowed. You can't dismiss them out of hand as crazy or immoral for asking. You can't just cut away from coverage you don't like. You can't simply tell people to accept an outcome, because force doesn't work in a democracy. That's dictatorship. In a free society, you have to convince the public of your legitimacy. You have to win them over with reason. Democracy is always a voluntary arrangement. Telling voters to shut up is never enough.
How about making lists of ones that you disagree with? That's Tucker Carlson saying you can't just cut away from coverage you don't like. I wonder who he's talking about. This is America First with me, Sebastian Gorka. Have you seen the latest news? This is from the Daily Wire. Trump campaign set to file another election lawsuit in Michigan. Texas Lieutenant Governor Patrick offers up to $1 million in rewards to motivate people to report voter fraud. Things are getting very, very hot. Let's talk to somebody who knows all the details of what's going on. National Press Secretary for Donald J. Trump for President. You know him as Hogan Gidley, a good friend to the show. Hogan, welcome back.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate the time.
So where are you? Are you in the swamp? Are you on the road? Where do we catch you today, Hogan?
I am in the swamp. It is raining. It is humid. But we are not deterred.
No, it is. It is like a jungle out there. Give us the latest. We're going to talk to our buddy Boris Epstein, who's in Arizona. He's going to have some very good news for us, I believe. Give us the big picture on what the campaign is doing and what we Americans should expect in the near future.
Well, sadly, the word is going to be patience, because we're actually doing this in a methodical way, despite what the media is trying to say. We want to make sure that every single legal vote is counted and every illegal vote is not counted. But I have to tell you, big tech, big media, and big business do not decide elections. American citizens do, who cast legal votes. And that's what we're trying to figure out now. And so as we take a look at some of the recounts, obviously it's going to happen in Georgia by hand, which is great news. The two things we get from the media is, one, there is no fraud. And two is, if there is fraud,
it doesn't
matter. Overturn or change anything.
It doesn't matter.
How much fraud's okay? Well, by the way, remember, it was the media telling us this president was going to perpetrate a fraud by taking away the mail system and ripping out mailboxes. And by the way, Vladimir Putin and Russia, they were going to meddle in this election too. And Hillary Clinton told Joe Biden, don't you dare concede, no matter what happens. All of a sudden, when the votes come back and it appears as though Joe Biden is ahead, they say, no, I think it was a pretty good election. Seemed free, seemed fair. But that's not the case. We have countless, countless examples, video, texts, tweets, TikToks, everything you can possibly see where there were some serious concerns going on in a lot of these polling locations. And to the question of how many votes can you overturn, let me just give you a quick heads up.
Yes.
2.6 million votes cast in Pennsylvania via the mail did not get signature verification. In Pennsylvania,
hang on. So let's stop here because this is technical. So let's stop here. So 2.6 million mail-in ballots didn't get signature verification, which means the signature on the ballot wasn't verified against the voter's signature on the voter roll. Correct?
100% correct.
Okay.
That is true,
and that is a requirement of the
correct.
Way Pennsylvania runs the election, and it didn't happen. Which means, what happens to that 2.6 million vote?
Well, I mean, if they follow the law, they're not counted.
Wow.
Second is, here's another number. In just two counties, Allegheny and Philadelphia counties, 682,000 votes were cast without being reviewed or seen by our side.
That's
is
incredible.
Against Pennsylvania law as well.
So,
absolutely.
So what is your sense, because we've seen the incredible footage of Corey Lewandowski with that court-mandated order to be allowed into that polling center to watch the polls being tallied, being refused entry. Is there an expectation that at some point Pennsylvania is going to say, yeah, okay, this is wrong and we're going to pull those ballots? Or is the sense right now in the campaign that you guys are going to have to fight it every inch all the way to the Supreme Court?
Oh, we'll have to fight it every inch. Now, how far it goes, we'll wait and see. But let's not forget, in Pennsylvania, the law is you have to receive a mail-in vote. Receive it by Election Day.
By 8 o'clock.
By the night,
right,
correct.
Right.
That day. What the Secretary of State said in Pennsylvania, who's a Democrat, no, we're going to keep counting past that. Yeah. The Democrat State Supreme Court also ruled, yes, you can do that. Count past the election day. So effectively what Democrats did was move election day.
Yes.
The problem with that is the U.S. Constitution outlines it very clearly. The state legislatures decide
right.
how to conduct elections, not the Secretary of State, and sure not unelected judges for that matter. So the fact is, if you follow the law, everything counted past election day is also null and void, and we don't know how many of those votes there are. That's why when we take a look at a recount, you'll be able to tell. And if there's no postmark, then that's obviously a serious question, too.
But at that point, we have the issue that we had three judges from the Supreme Court send that request. It wasn't a court order. It was a request to Pennsylvania to separate the late arriving ballots and not commingle them. As far as my sources are concerned, Hogan, that did not happen. So now we have no way to separate the fraudulent or late ballots from the legitimate ones. So what, we're just going to cancel that vote?
Well, that still remains to be seen. That's why we're looking into this. I mean, we've got teams of attorneys in these locations that, you know, they're turning up all types of issues like the one you just discussed. One thing I think is probably the most egregious is a situation in which before Election Day happened, and we don't know how they did this, but a lot of operatives on the ground were able to discover and detect that there were no privacy envelopes within the ballots. In Pennsylvania, if your vote is not in a privacy envelope, it's discounted.
Yeah, so let's break this down again. So in Pennsylvania and elsewhere, they have these naked ballots or these secured ballots whereby if you're mailing it in, you have to put it in another envelope before
correct.
You send it back to secure the privacy of that vote. And you're saying that many votes were deposited without that security envelope?
No, worse than that. And this is why it's a problem. First of all, a naked ballot is not one cast by Jeffrey Toobin. I think we should make that very clear.
Thank you for that clarification, Hogan. Thank you.
It does not have the privacy envelope, as you just said. It has to be basically in two envelopes.
Yes.
What operatives did was detect it somehow, some way. Either they opened the ballot, which, of course, is against the law. They maybe felt it. They maybe held it to the light. They called people in these areas, Democrat precincts only, to say, wait a minute, you didn't add your privacy envelope. You need to come vote again, either in person, cast another vote by mail. Now, look, is that illegal? I don't know, because I don't know election laws relates to calling someone and telling their privacy envelope. But pre-canvassing, which is in essence what that is, that is illegal. And worse than that, that violates equal protection laws in the state because they didn't do it anywhere else except for Democrat precincts.
This is crucial because that's actually part of the law, that you cannot have unequal treatment of individual voters based upon their affiliation. What an interview, Hogan. We got to have you back. Incredible data dump. Guys, it's happening and it's all good. Follow this man, J. Hogan Gidley, right now. I'm Sebastian Gorka. The call board is full. I think I might have to take some calls. It's great to be back in studio. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Don't touch that dial. FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org. t2t.org. Thank you.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
All right, guys, it is so good to be back. Call board is lighting up with our friends. I've got an amazing piece of writing I have to share with you, but I need to recognize my people. And the comments are blowing up on YouTube. If you haven't subscribed for free, do it now. We love our YouTubers. The comment stream is out of control. Go to YouTube. Look for America First Sebastian Gorka, the one with my photograph on Twitter with the blue background. Hit the subscription button. Hit the notifications bell, and you won't miss a thing. We've already blown past 250,000 views for our special interview, our exclusive with Steve Bannon, our third exclusive. You've got to check that. We've blown past 20 million views already on YouTube. Guys, you want to be part of that community. But we love our callers as well. And I understand a certain Brent from Los Angeles was hanging on the line for the longest of times yesterday when Trish was hosting for me. And thank you, Trish, for an amazing job. Let's go straight to Los Angeles. Brent, welcome, you man of, you Job-like man of patience.
Hello, America's Guardian Gorka. It's always an honor waiting for you or Trish or anyone else.
Guardian. Do I have to wear a red beret? Is that mandatory? I don't know.
Only if you want to be stylish.
All right. But, so what brings you to our show today, Brent?
Well, I'm thinking we must expose the Democrat Party's totalitarian insurrection, which is using Stalin's strategy to sabotage our democracy, which states it doesn't matter who votes. It only matters who counts those votes.
Yes.
Not since Abraham Lincoln won our last Civil War against Democrat-demanded slavery, they have never been so close to again aborting America's God-given freedoms. Today, the Democrats pretend to stand for democratic freedom and liberty, when in fact, they are promoting democratic dictatorship, like that of Germany in 1933 and today's People's Republic of China, North Korea, Cuba, and the Palestinian Authority.
This is crucial because if we don't fix this now, because you know mail-in voting is not going away, you know they'll find another COVID 2 years from now and another 2 years from now, this has to be fixed now. A very clear message
has to be sent that you cannot steal this election. Brent is right. This is the challenge of the age. Nothing as significant in terms of doing damage to our constitutional order since the Civil War. God bless you, Brent, and thank you for your patience. This is the big one. Let's go to Bucks County, a place I know very well, Pennsylvania. Bob, line four, welcome.
Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Gorka, and keep up the good work, and may God bless our president.
Thank
just
you.
Just a point. I received my mail-in ballot at 3:30 on November 2nd. I immediately filled it out.
Hang on, you received your mail-in ballot the day before the election?
That is correct.
Wow.
I personally took it up to the County Election Center in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, dropped it off at 4:40 p.m. According to their website, it was not recorded until November 4th, around 10:30 in the morning. I don't have the exact time. Now, does that count? I voted for our president. I want that vote counted.
It totally and utterly depends upon the legal warfare being waged right now. The question is, did they abide by the Supreme Court's advice? It wasn't a court order because Chief Justice Roberts is a coward and not a constitutionalist. So three other justices by themselves, Clarence, Alito, and Gorsuch, wrote a letter, a memorandum from the Supreme Court to the Pennsylvania authorities saying late arriving ballots must be dealt with separately and they must be corralled separately. It seems, I can't confirm because I don't have visibility on every single vote, but your vote may have been commingled with the ones that arrived on time. But in your case, it's a peculiar one because you only received your ballot the day before. So right now, Bob, nobody knows what is going to happen to your ballot. Anybody who does is a liar. But as you heard from Rudy, the battle has been joined. As you heard from Hogan, the figures are incredible out of Pennsylvania. And then later in our third hour, you will hear from the Baron, Boris Epstein, about what's happening in Arizona. So, Bob, God bless you. Thank you for your kind words. Thank you for your support of the president. Philadelphia is still a black box in terms of final determination. This is America First. The call board is full. We have Isaac, Tiffany, Joy, Tim. Don't go anywhere. As soon as somebody drops off, the number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, if you are in pain right now, please stop and listen. There is a product that, if everything else has failed you, could be your answer. It is 100% drug-free, and it is providing relief from pain for tens of thousands of Americans right now, me included. Also, Debron of Massachusetts. Listen to her words. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Wow, that could be you. Why? Because the ingredients of Relief Factor attack the source of the pain, the inflammation, unlike synthetic painkillers, which just attack your capacity to feel pain. Find out if it could work for you. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. $19.95 for the Relief Factor 3-week quick starter pack. That translates to less than $1 a day. What have you got to lose except your pain? Do it now, ReliefFactor.com.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Sometimes you read something, and you think, why didn't I write that? I don't know who Jay Valentine is, but I want to meet him. He wrote a piece called What Would George Patton Do with regards to this election, and it's superb. And I'm going to share it with you, because I believe this is the one path to victory for the president and how we can stop the election being stolen. First things first, if you haven't done so already, please exploit our relationship with the great Mike Lindell. He has offered you 66% off his products if you use my name. Go to MyPillow.com. He's sold 51 million pillows, the pillow though that never gets hot, never loses its shape. And now instead of $69.98, it is $29.98. Just use my name. MyPillow.com, G-O-R-K-A. Thank you. You support him, you make this show possible. What would George Patton do? It's always fun to think what an historic personality would do if faced with the same predicament that the voter fraud has brought to President Trump. Since Patton is his favorite general, let's play the game. Patton was the master of offense. Never sit still, always attack, keep your enemy off balance. Translated to the current situation, we see the Trump team collecting every piece of evidence possible showing massive voter fraud. Lots of pieces, it appears. People are showing up with their phone photos of election workers covering windows so Republicans can't see in. This week, the litigation starts. That's an offense of sorts. While this is critical, it fails in one key respect. These lawsuits have antidotes. The other side shows up, and their in-the-bag media buddies gaslight America with one story after another about how some fraudulent act was just a process error. Happens all the time. So what would George Patton do? He would look for the aggressive move against which there is no defense, no antidote, no counterpunch, and he would give it his all. Translation. Pack up the sandwiches, get Mark Levin, Sean Hannity, the Trump kids, gather some of the fraud witnesses, bring Rudy along, board Air Force One, and hit the road. Trump and the team go to each one of the six or seven states where Biden leads with clearly fraudulent votes. It's rally time. The rally is an appeal to the tens of thousands who show up. I'm Donald Trump, and I'm here because your legislature has to certify fake votes. I think that this is BS. Only he says it, and the crowd goes wild. You cannot let them certify fraud, or we lose our country. You get the rest. Now, Trump has changed every dynamic in the race. It's about certifying clear fraud or not. Are you in or out, Ms. State Legislature? Remember, every one of these legislatures has two houses and both are Republican. If even one of these chambers says no, the Electoral College votes do not go to Biden. The matter goes to the House of Representatives, and Trump wins. Trump fires up the big screen TV showing videos of Democratic poll workers boarding up windows. A formerly anonymous poll watcher tells her story of how she witnessed massive vote tampering. Get Mark Levin fired up as he delivers a constitutional law lesson on why taking this to the legislature is exactly what the founders intended. Welcome to Electoral College 101. Who wants to be the Republican state legislator who voted yes to massive voter fraud? Here's the important part. The Patton part. So pay attention. There is no antidote from the left. Do you think the Antifa boys are going to try and mess up the hair of 50,000 people at a Trump rally in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, or Arizona? They don't even know where those places are. When Mitt Romney and Ben Sasse scream that Trump is a dictator, and they will, DJT responds that he is simply following the Constitution. Is that a problem? When Trump or the poll workers show a fraud example on those big screens, do you really think 50,000 people are going to look at their phones, Google a Facebook fact checker to see if it's true? The mainstream media will lose its mind. Wild is not just descriptive enough. There needs to be a better, more colorful adverb. What can they do? This is not someone just asking for a vote in another election. This is the President of the United States saying that the future
of America is now. Everything is on the line. There is no tomorrow if we lose. America, as we know it, may be gone. This is what presidents are hired to do, and Trump loves the gig. This is a cause, and your legislature needs to stand up. In the Patton movie, General Patton says, "We have exactly the right instrument, at exactly the right place, at exactly the right time." This kind of opportunity may not happen again for 1,000 years. Donald Trump is that instrument. Massive voter fraud that will elect a man in early dementia and a socialist vice president that will try to end our way of life is that place. Exactly the right time is now, when the state legislatures must vote to certify or not. If Trump pulls this off, and only he can, this deep state will have met its match. That's a plan, and I approve of that message. Political pressure must be put on every single state legislature and every single secretary of state in those states where it is clear there is widespread ballot rigging, until it cannot be ignored. And for their own political survival, they decide not to certify a fraudulent election. And then, as Steve Bannon explained, it all goes to the House of Representatives, where our party delegates by state outnumber the Democrats, and Donald Trump is reelected. Let's post that article now. It's from American Thinker. "What Would George Patton Do?" by Jay Valentine. What a great explication. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next here on America First on the Salem Radio Network. But don't call us on a cell phone from one of those big cell phone providers, because they're all liberals. At the end of the month, they make donations to left-wing causes like Planned Parenthood and gun control and even Democrat candidates. Why would you let your money be used against you? Stop it. Now, go with the only Christian conservative cell phone company rated number one in customer service in America. It's Patriot Mobile. Their U.S.-based team can keep your old number, transfer it easily, and if you use my name, you will get a big discount and be able to use their fabulous 4G LTE network across the nation. Call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468. Or go right now to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. The only conservative cell phone company that supports causes you care about, like the Second Amendment, freedom of speech, and the right to life. patriotmobile.com/GORKA. YouTube, you don't get to hear our great music. It's anchors away, indeed, for our naval friends, our veterans. We salute you today on this special day. We will be celebrating all of our armed services today. We might even have to squeeze in Space Force. In the meantime, an amazing tweet sent to me by Mr. G from Sarah Huckabee Sanders. In Georgia, ballots where the voter only voted for the president: Trump, 818. Biden, 95,801. Can you say fraud? Yeah. Let's go to your calls, waiting very patiently in Alabama. Tiffany, line two. Tiffany, are you there?
Yes. Hello, Sebastian. How are you?
Good. Tiffany, this is when you talk.
Yes. Well, I'm a veteran. I served in the United States Air Force, and my husband is currently active duty in the United States Air Force. And I am very concerned about the condition of our country. I'm concerned about our troops And I'm not hearing nearly enough about that, about what Mr. Biden may decide to do with our troops.
Well, look at what happened under Obama.
Exactly. And my husband has already been to Afghanistan. He's already been to the desert. We've already been through this. And I'd hate to think of waking up one day and having to tell my children that their daddy's not coming home. But why? That's the bigger reason.
Well,
we volunteered to fight for our country. We volunteered to defend the Constitution of our country, not to defend whatever this mess is.
Well, God bless you, Tiffany, and your husband. All we can do is judge based upon the 8 years of when he was in the White House with Barack Obama, a man who bombed more countries than any president since 1945. Yes, he did. 8 countries in one weekend. He bombed 5 of them. You look at the disasters in Libya, in Syria, the rise of ISIS, the placation of Iran, the Iran deal, $140 billion given to the mullahs. You know that disastrous foreign policy would be back and it would be center stage. Not because of Biden, Tiffany, because Biden doesn't do anything. He's going to be sitting there sipping his hot toddy or getting his cocoa from his nursemaid while the individuals beneath him, the globalists, the neoliberals, are going to be waging war again. So we have to make sure that this recount happens, all the fraudulent ballots are dismissed and voided, and America first is the mantra for another 4 years. Stay on the line, Tiffany. I want to send a copy of The War for America Sold to both you and to your husband currently serving. What a great call on Veterans Day. God bless you both and your whole family. Stay on the line. This is America First, back with the one and only Victor Davis Hanson.